Welcome to episode 70 of the Unstoppable Podcast with special guest AJ Mazzard.
My name is Dan J. Gregory and I am committed to hunting down the secrets of business mastery and human performance. My goal for the Unstoppable Podcast is to share insights from some of the most successful entrepreneurs, inspiring thought leaders, world-class athletes and prominent celebrities to help you to become unstoppable in business and life. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new interview with an inspiring person and sharing my own results as I pursue the answers to the question, how can I create the ultimate edge in my business, make a significant impact, and live an extraordinary life? Welcome to episode 70 of the Unstoppable Podcast. Are you in the business of helping people either as a coach, trainer, speaker, or consultant? Then this episode is for you. You will learn a three-step process for building a million-dollar business in today's interview with our special guest, so do stay tuned. But before we dive in, let's recap, as always, what's been going on over the past 7 days. On Monday, I brought you an episode called Finding Clarity. This was inspired by the experience that I recently had when I finally allowed myself to have some proper downtime, which resulted in multiple new ideas and a real deepening of my vision. In Monday's episode, I shared how to take multiple ideas and gain real clarity on how to move forward. And then last Thursday, I brought you an interview with New York Times bestselling author Ryan Blair, who shared how he went from gang member to multi-millionaire entrepreneur who at just 39 years old has created and sold numerous companies for hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of his career. And now he operates a billion-dollar plus company and advises many others through his venture capital firm, Hashtag One. Ryan has just released his brand new book called Rock Bottom to Rockstar. I read it on my holiday and I hold it entirely responsible for my expanded vision. So do make sure you grab a copy today. Right, it's time to introduce today's very special guest. Our special guest today is AJ Mazzard, who is the author of a best-selling book called The Mind-Body Solution, Train Your Brain for Permanent Weight Loss. And he has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, The Huffington Post, Men's Fitness, Bodybuilding.com. And he's also the host of the popular podcast, The Online Supercoach Podcast. AJ began his business journey as a fitness professional, having studied exercise science and nutrition due to his passion for health. He also earned a master's degree in psychology due to his fascination with a mindset of weight loss and optimal performance. He's a really smart guy. Having built his fitness business the traditional way, AJ expanded his business online with great success. And now, along with inspiring the lives of the general public through his fitness programs, AJ is now dedicated to helping other trainers and coaches to create an ethical and profitable online income through his online super coach program. A number of my guests have recommended AJ for the show, and I built an instant connection with him because I could really tell that he's a heart-centered leader who is born to make a difference. In today's show, you're going to discover AJ's story of personal and professional transformation, how he went from being overweight to creating his dream body and then building his dream business. You're going to learn AJ's formula for building a million-dollar coaching business, plus loads and loads of other tips that's going to help you grow your business. So please join me in welcoming AJ Mazzard. AJ, big welcome to the Unstoppable Podcast. It's my pleasure to have you here, and thank you once again for making time to be part of the show in advance of your big conference you've got coming up, which we will talk about as we go through. Before we start, I would really be interested to hear from your side, your story, in terms of what you're doing right now in business, and a little bit about what you're doing outside of business. What's your life like outside of business?
Yeah, Dan. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. Super excited to be on your show. Yeah, some awesome guests. So I was glad to be a part of some heavy hitters. Well, first and foremost, I have two businesses. One is Life Fuel Fitness as my online weight loss company. And secondly, I have a business called Online Super Coach, where I essentially help coaches and personal trainers to scale their online businesses, helping with their marketing, their sales funnels, helping them build out their back-end virtual infrastructures. So super pumped about, you know, really serving people from different avenues of life.
Awesome. And what's life like outside of business for you? What do you do when you're not spending your time in your business?
What do I do? Well, you know, I'm a huge nerd. I love to learn. Like, I'm just so curious about life and psychology. I actually have my master's in psychology. So, you know, right now I'm here at my house and I'm overlooking my backyard. I just like to basically learn, like in terms of, you know, reading books, listening to audiobooks, and then create content. I think one thing that really helped me over the years, Dan, is like having like a 50-50 input and output. And before I started my business, I was a teacher. So I'm a huge person of just getting really complex knowledge and then simplifying it and teaching it. So, you know, I create a ton of videos. I do a lot of writing, working on my second book right now. So I have the luxury of having an online business where I get to work from home. So all day long, I'm just like learning, having great conversations like this, and then taking my thoughts, distilling them into knowledge and serving other people with it.
Awesome. So you said you have the two businesses. How do you split your time between the two businesses at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So my Life Fuel Fitness business has been running, you know, way since 2010. So that's really on autopilot. And I just create some content for it, some blog posts and some emails. Other than that, it really runs with my team. And, you know, big passion of mine is my online super coach business. I've started this about 2 years ago. And that's really a lot more of my time's put into that. That's like my passion project because I just love serving people and I love marketing and sales. And it's given me the avenue of teaching what I'm doing in my other businesses and really helping people to grow their own brand. You know, I just have like this insatiable appetite for helping people become successful. You know, I think like for me, when I first started my business, I had no idea what to do. You know, I was a broke personal trainer, just training hours for dollars, hustling every single day, trying to make ends meet. And over time, like I learned these skills in terms of like my own personal confidence, in terms of like attracting clients, selling my services, and actually building a legit lifestyle off my passion. So I just need to help other people do that as well. I just see far too many people being unhappy, stuck in jobs and careers or even businesses that don't serve them. They feel like they're doing work, you know, like literally this is my work. Like I'm smiling, I'm passionate. You cannot tell if I'm working or playing. And I really want people to have that same exact satisfaction.
That's a topic I'd like to center on actually as part of our discussion. This is, I've just got back from a week long vacation and I really took the time to tune out and just reflect upon everything I've done this year and previous to that. And part of that was to really reflect upon what I'm enjoying about my business, what's going well, what needs to stay, what needs to go, what needs to grow. So I'd like to explore that topic with you in terms of business by design. In terms of, you know, I've been in the corporate world as completely dissatisfied, but there have been times in my business where I'm actually focused on things which it's not just because it's a task or a process that frustrates me, the stuff that could be outsourced. It's actually I've chosen to go down an avenue that necessarily, you know, isn't necessarily right for me and my business. So could you talk me through your journey a little bit in terms of how you've navigated that world to build a business that really is on your own terms and really centered around your kind of passions and the things that make you come most alive?
Absolutely, Dan. That's great. I'm so glad you share that. You went away, you like kind of reflected on your life, your business. And, you know, when you're going away, you're sharpening your saw. And I think that is so important. It's something that I really do a lot as well. I take a lot of time off. I have a lot of freedom to kind of like think deeply about what I truly want. And for me, this actually came as a result of truly thinking about what I want. About 10 years ago, I did this ideal day exercise. And I read it in like one of the success books. I forgot which one it was, but it was essentially writing out your ideal day in explicit detail from like the moment you woke up to the moment you went to sleep, what you did throughout the day. So essentially, I wrote down like I would love to wake up in my dream mansion and have this beautiful backyard and have this ability to just work from home, you know, to create content, to basically have an email list of followers that love what I do, blast out videos to people that just enjoy my content, be able to teach people with my knowledge and create a business off of it. You know, I never wanted to wear a tie or report to an office. I love just having a gym in my house. I'm a homebody. So I was like, if I could create a lifestyle where I could work from home, living in my dream house and helping people all around the world with just my knowledge using the power of the internet, that'd be a dream come true. And part of my dream was to be interviewed on different shows and to be on podcasts, to give, to basically be in a place where I just talk about my passions. Like right now, as we're doing this, Dan, I'm like on a high. Like I just love doing this. I would not be doing anything else. And the fact that this is a part of my daily routine, it makes me so happy. So by doing that exercise, you know, I set a number. You know, I said I want to make $1 million a year just working from home, having an online business, doing what I love. And I'm happy to say that from that exercise 10 years ago, running my ideal day is exactly the life I live right now, right? If you look at my house. It's an explicit detail of like what I wrote down on a piece of paper. I actually found a house that was very similar to what my dream house was. I put it on my bedroom wall, and every single day I bust my ass working hard, adding value, serving people. And I said, if I help enough people, I'll create enough value, create enough income so I can live in that house in the future. And literally, it's been 3 weeks that I moved into that house. You know, my business is doing well over $1 million. I'm literally working from home. I'm in pajamas most of the day. And just like working remotely. You know, I'm an introvert. I don't like large crowds. I don't like being in front of a ton of people. So I'm doing as I please. I'm working from home, living the life. So like I said, Dan, I guess the moral of the story is, number one, getting crystal clear on exactly what you want. Number two is creating a lifestyle first and then developing a business that just wraps around the lifestyle like a beautiful gift, right? Because if I said I want the business first, then it'll be incongruency with my personal life. So I'm like, this is my personal life. This is my ideal personal life. Now, how can I have a business that allows me to live this life, but also at the same time sustain it long term?
Awesome. So I'd like to kind of take a step back and rewind a little bit then, and then kind of deconstruct how you've built the business empire and kind of reverse engineer the process. So talk to me a little bit about what inspired you, first of all, to go into the fitness profession. What was your inspiration behind that choice?
Yes. So I truly believe that, you know, our life's purpose is really helping people with something that we overcame ourselves. And I always ask my students, I'm like, what pain do you want to heal in the world? You know, and most people talk about a pain that they overcame themselves, because when you're going through like a serious challenge and you overcome it, you have this ability of wanting helping others with it. So for me, I was overweight most of my life, right? At my heaviest, I was 60 pounds overweight. I had it all, you know, chubby cheeks, man boobs, a big old belly. I was very insecure with my body. And I just was insecure with my looks. I thought I was ugly, and I thought that nobody loved me. It was like a very tough time for me the first few decades of my life. I literally was so shy. I stuttered, you know, until I was 20 years old. So like all these years, I couldn't even complete a sentence. Right now, I could just go on and on and on. But these are skills that I had to develop within myself. So then at my heaviest, I hit rock bottom. You know, I was excessively drinking, overeating. I was doing drugs. I was just very self-destructive and literally overdosed on drugs and went through this like rock bottom area of like, where's my life? Like, I'm just depressed. I'm drugs. I'm drinking until I black out, and I'm eating until I have a heart attack. I need to make a shift. And that's when I realized that I have to go the complete opposite, detox my life and to really focus on my fitness, right? If I can improve my physical appearance, let's see what else I could improve. And that's where it led me to the world of fitness. You know, I first had to know what the hell I was doing. I would go to the gym for 2 hours a day, do like just a ton of cardio on the treadmill, eat nothing but lettuce and turkey breast. And I lost a lot of weight. I got like, you know, what they call skinny fat, where I was skinny, but I didn't have any muscle tone. And then kind of learning the science between nutrition, exercise, I went back to school, got my bachelor's in exercise science and nutrition. And then that led me to the world of fitness, you know, but it was like, for me to go through that pain of being overweight, depressed, lacking confidence, and just very insecure with my body, to go to the extreme of losing the weight, gaining muscle tone, getting in shape, and then now wanting to help other people. You know, every time I see a person who's obese, I'm like, I was like that, right? Most of my life, I was overweight. So I'm like, if I can make a change, so can you. So it's a pain that I overcame, and I'm just so compelled in my heart to help other people with it, because I don't want other people to live like that, right? Like, some people say, oh, I'm just like, I'm going to be overweight all my life and I can never follow a diet and exercise just doesn't work for me, right? So some people have that belief as their limitation, and I'm there to tell them, like, listen, I was where you were, and here's how I made the changes, and that's why my life has shifted dramatically. Because I think what fitness gave for me was the ability to know that, wow, if I could change my body, what else could I change? Could I change my mindset? Could I change my wealth, my relationships? And that was kind of like the gateway drug, per se, to self-improvement. For me, it allowed this entire new world to open up.
Well, so you obviously had a major physical transformation, which probably had an enormous effect beyond the body, you know, on the mind and the mindset and everything else. And that led to you starting your business with a ferocious desire to help others. What were some of the early challenges you faced building your personal training business? Did you go into traditional personal training when you got started?
Yeah. So initially, Dan, you know, I was just like this guy who lost like 60 pounds, and I was like so high in life, and I was like, I just want to help as many people lose weight as possible. So in my local gym, everyone saw my transformation. They're like, AJ, like, how'd you lose that weight, man? You look so different like a year ago. You look so much better now. What'd you do? And I just started coaching people for free. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to help you with your diet and you can work out with me. I'll show you what to do. And then slowly but surely, I started getting clients, you know, and I was initially doing it for free. But then my schedule started getting filled up. And then from there, I'm like, well, I got to make this a legit business. That's when I went back to school and got my degree in exercise science and nutrition. So I was legally certified to coach people and get charged for it. And then basically, I went into making it a local personal training business. And, you know, based on like my own personal story, people saw that, wow, this guy was an obese person. He got himself into shape. And now he's able to motivate people because I think, you know, we all have different skill sets. I was always very good at inspiring people, you know, even inspiring them to get off their asses and to work out and eat healthier, that I was getting a name locally for my personal training activities that this guy gets results. And I was just helping people for free, helping them lose weight, asking them for their testimonials. You know, I'll train you for free. Just give me a before and after photo and we're good to go. And most people said, hell yeah, I'll do that. You know, so I started racking up like a lot of proof locally. And then that started to lead to a legit personal training business once I started charging money for it. And I think sometimes like when people are starting out, I mean, it's a recommendation I have. It's like you have to have this level of getting results and mastery in your skill set, whatever your coaching ability is. If you could prove to get people results without charging for it, wow, you've got yourself a very successful business. I think sometimes when people start out, they just jump in and they're like, I want to coach people and charge a lot of money, but they can't get results in the first place. So I kind of did things the opposite way. I said, I'm going to help people for free, gain the mastery of getting results, understand that, you know, I could do this and here's a proof that I could do it. And then more people want, obviously results are the best marketing. So over time that led me to grow my personal training business and really just have a legit income stream from it.
Yeah, I admire that. And I think when rubber meets the road like that and you're willing to do it for free to get the results, not only are you doing that to create an amazing kind of showcase for your business, but you're proving to yourself it's what you want to do. Because if you were willing to do it for free full time, you know, pretty much at the beginning, then you're demonstrating to yourself that you're in the right place. Because a lot of people, when they're first starting the business, I think they're trying to clarify which direction they want to go down. But actually, if you're willing to do something for free and you're still feeling enjoyment in it, then that's a big tick. You know, this is right. I'm going there on the right path. Whereas if you're struggling to even do it in your spare time as almost like a hobby when you get started, it's not necessarily the right thing. So I thoroughly admire that. So what was the trigger point then for you, AJ, when you kind of transitioned then to using online methods? Because obviously the online super coaches is a big part of your business right now. When did you start using online marketing in your business?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. You know, I think like any type of coach, trainer, consultant, they come to the point where they're trading a lot of hours for dollars and they're helping a lot of people, but there's literally a limit to the hours in the day and the amount of people they could help. So my personal opinion is that every professional has a evolution in their career when they have to reach out to the masses, right? If you look at anyone who's in the top of their field, let's say like a Tony Robbins and Oprah Winfrey, any of these like thought leaders and coaches and experts, I mean, they have a tremendous online following. Because let's say Tony Robbins, when he first started his career, he could, you know, take on 10 clients a day. But after that fact, I mean, that was only limiting him to like 10 people a day. You know, I mean, let's say he was even doing 7 days a week, 70 people a week. And Tony ended up, you know, doing seminars and building an online business and taking his services globally. Now he reaches millions of people. So for me as well, I was like, okay, I'm doing awesome here, but I'm like killing myself. I'm getting up at 5 a.m., working till 9 p.m. every single day, training clients back to back to back to back. And even though I love it and I enjoy helping people, I know there's so much more people all around the world that need my help, that could use my inspiration, that could use my strategies, you know? And also like I was burning myself out because it's not really sustainable, right, to be working 60 hours a week in your business. And then you have like obviously the emails and the customer service and all the other stuff you have to do outside of your business, plus family and plus resting, working out, you know, shopping, like all these things, you know, was like very consuming for me. And I just knew I was meant for greater things. So that's when I said, well, okay, how can I take the skills that I have in person and develop a leveraged online model? And around 2010, I started to dabble in internet marketing and to really understand how to take my fitness business online. It was a very difficult road because obviously in person, there's a different feeling of connection. There's a different level of trust. Mm. And now you're trying to build that online. So it's understanding marketing, right? Because I think for me, marketing taught me how to develop the same trust and credibility in person as I did online. And then from there, I knew I was going to get people results with my program. So getting them to basically trust me. And it's funny because, Dan, now that I think about it, it's like a lot of the same stuff I did when I was growing my local PT business in terms of getting results in advance and helping people for free is how I grew my online business. Because, yes. You know, like I said, I was like, all right, well, this program's amazing. So let me just create a sales page for it and send a bunch of people to it. And I sent all these people and nobody bought. And it was like an utter failure. And I spent like months and months building this beautiful website and a design and all the before and afters. I'm like, people are going to buy this program and nobody bought. I fell flat on my face. And I had two choices. I could be like, well, this online thing doesn't work and I totally suck at it. Or I could get people results for free, show them the credibility, build, you know, case studies for my online program and then charge for it. And that's exactly what I did. I literally put out a post on Facebook. I said, hey guys, I'm launching a new transformation program. I'm going to be taking on a few testers, guinea pigs, and I'm going to transform your life for absolutely for free. It's a 30-day trial period. And if you love the results and if I continue to add value to you, we could move forward with the coaching. Who would like to do that? And they had a ton of people. With free coaching? Of course, I would love to do it. And, you know, literally for those 30 days, I poured my heart out. I worked my ass off every single day. I'm getting these complete random strangers results, helping them lose weight, you know, gain muscle tissue, just really change their whole life. And I documented every part of the process. I took screenshots of the emails, of, you know, the feedback at a secret Facebook group. And like all these things I was doing was essentially creating case studies and testimonials. And then that led to momentum because I had all these people that got results in 30 days. And also what I did, it put a gun to my head to like understand from the feedback, right? Because so many times we launch a program, we're like, this is the best program in the world. And then we launch it and people don't like it or it doesn't work for them. So I was getting real-time feedback. How do you like this nutrition plan? How do you like this workout plan? Some people, this may be too overwhelming for them. So let me simplify it. And then I was like, you know, beta testing it for free, getting results, getting case studies, and then building that momentum. So then when I charged for the program, I had all this evidence backing up that it worked. And that just led to this momentum of creating a legit income stream for my online business.
Amazing. So you had your body transformation, which inspired you to become a fitness professional. Then you had a business transformation by taking your fitness business online. And then you've taken that one step further then by launching Online Super Coach, now helping other fitness professionals and coaches to build their online business. So talk to me about what inspired you to start the Online Super Coach. And I'm particularly interested to know some of the top lessons you've learned now working with multiple coaches and trainers in helping them build their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, my personal belief is that everything in life has a formula. And I learned this from fitness, right? So if I want to get myself to 6% body fat, there's a formula that I follow. Certain types of nutrition, certain types of exercises and cardio. And if I do it for a specific amount of time, consistently, I will get myself to 6% body fat. It's the same thing for my clients, right? They want to lose 20 pounds. Well, I've done this so much that I know the exact formula to get into that destination, right? So with, let's say, even creating a $1 million online business, there is a formula, right? I mean, it's a simple formula if you look at it from a logistical point of view. If you make $83,000 a month, you legit have a $1 million online business. So I asked myself, okay, well, how can I create $83,000 of value every single month? How can I create a program that's going to help others, it's going to transform lives, and people see the value in it that the marketplace will pay me $83,000 a month to make it a reality. So I basically started, you know, just doing the numbers and stuff. I knew if I sold a certain amount of a specific package, I hit that number. And I put all my energy and time towards creating a valuable program and also hitting a specific number. So I think like sometimes we make business very complicated. And if you look at like what is the what I call like your dream come true number, you know, let's say, for example, if you had a goal income that you'd be like, this is the amount of money that would allow me to have my dream come true life. That's like a monthly number you would want to hit. And then based on that, you want to reverse engineer How much programs would you have to sell? What would you have to create? What is valuable enough for the marketplace to pay you that? And then you kind of just work on what you do on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. So that's just for like from a logical point of view. But essentially, there's a formula, right? A formula of marketing, formula of sales, and a formula of service. So every business, just focus on those three factors, right? You want to have an attraction system that you're bringing in leads every single day. You want to have a sales system or conversion. Either you're selling coaching, you're selling an information product. And then on the back end is the delivery, right? Are you selling some type of thing in person? Are you selling an online coaching program? Are you selling an information product, a DVD? So if you look at your business, typically if you're stuck, if you're not hitting your goals, you're going to have a problem with one, the attraction model or the sales model or the service model. So it's like looking at where the bottleneck is, fixing that, and then it creates the next level of your business. So I know it's a bit complex, Dan, and I'm sorry if I went into a passionate rant, but it's kind of just getting into the technical stuff in terms of making it a reality.
No, you've broken that down to three really simple steps in terms of the attraction model, the sales funnel, the delivery, and the service. What's the key really? You know, each of them are obviously a very important part of the formula. In terms of the attraction model, what, you know, with more and more people coming online now, what is the key to really standing out in your marketplace and becoming the go-to provider?
Yeah, so the key thing, especially in a very crowded online world, is being the master of a specific target market. So what I mean by that is you'll attract people so much easier if you're more specific with your offering, okay? So let's talk about fitness, for example. You know, a lot of people, when they build an online fitness business, they're going into being a weight loss expert or a muscle building expert, right? I mean, these are like the most competitive places to start with. You have billion-dollar companies that just do weight loss, that just do muscle building, right? So what you want to do is be ultra specific, okay? So I'll give you an example. Like one of my students, he is the expert in busy moms who are entrepreneurs, executives, and CEOs, okay, age 29 to 55. So that is ultra specific, right? A very small segment of the market are going to raise their hands and say that they're busy moms, age 29 to 55, that are executives, CEOs, and entrepreneurs. Because of that very, very small space, he calls himself the expert there. So if a busy mom has those specific criteria, they're going to search for him and his business, and they're going to go with him than just a general weight loss expert. You know, and because of that, he charges like a $4,000 90-day program. You know, he sells like 7 to 8 a month. He does like 20 to 30 grand a month just because he's ultra specific. Now, if he said, well, I'm going to just be the online weight loss expert, he'd be lost because there's thousands of people that claim to be a weight loss expert. But the key thing is in this world that we live in, and the more and more we get advanced with technology and the power of the internet, people want specialists. They want a specialist for their specific problem. So that is the beginning of like attracting your ideal client. Number one, it goes down to like, who is your ideal target market? And number two, who do you want to be a hero to? Let's say you have this amazing superpower. Who do you want to serve? And the more specific you are, some might call it your client avatar, your ideal dream client. But the more clear you are with serving that person and talking to that person and your marketing and your lead generation, the more you'll attract that person into your inner circle and the more they'll pay you, because I'd rather pay more for a specialist than a generalist.
Powerful, powerful. I really love that question. I think something I've discovered recently is once you've identified the territory that you want to play in and who you're going to be a hero to, that's a really powerful question. I think the third thing is being completely authentically you. I know one of your speakers that's coming up at your event, Dan Meredith, here from the UK, you know, he has a hashtag, which is Be More Dan. You know, he is someone who shows up fully as himself and makes a business around being fully himself. And for me, that's been a big, big lesson, because there's so many experts you can learn from. It's important to learn the strategies, but not take on their personalities. You know, so many people, you know, when they first start out, will try and in the coaching world, will try and model Tony Robbins, for example, without injecting their own personality into the game. I think being yourself 100% authentically is the third key to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan is a great friend of mine. Literally every time I have a seminar, he's one of the speakers. He always like flies from the UK to New York to come speak. And what I love about Dan is like his success is just based on him being himself. And you know, that's like one of the big secrets in growing a massive audience. It's talking about the things that have nothing to do with your business, okay? So it's something that, like, if a person, they want to grow a massive following, let's say, for example, they're an online weight loss coach, talk about your favorite music, talk about your favorite food, talk about your family, your mother, your father, talk about, like, a movie that you saw over the weekend. And when you start talking about these things that have nothing to do with your business, you're adding personality to your marketing, right? Because many of your followers, maybe they love the movie you watch, or maybe they hate the music that you're into, but the fact that you're being yourself and you're talking about your life and your personal taste, your flavors, you stand out because, one, you're being your authentically you, and number two, you put on this aura that you don't care what other people think of you, right? A lot of people are not going to share their favorite music because they're like, oh, maybe people will judge me. But when you're just being yourself, like I always say, like when you make a Facebook post or you put something out on social media, imagine you're sending it out to your best friend. You know, when you talk like that to your audience becomes your best friend.
Awesome. So I've got two quick fire questions to finish the show. I'm conscious we're coming up to time. So the first one is, obviously, we've talked about the event that you've got coming up. Would you mind sharing a little bit about the conference you've got coming up in New York?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. So I do a seminar called the Online Supercoach Seminar. I run it twice a year. One is coming up October 21 and 22 here in New York City. What I essentially do is I go over everything, a lot of stuff we spoke about in this podcast over 2 days. It's an immersive workshop where we're going to help you build, number one, your ideal target audience, really determine that with a series of exercises and really show you how to find the person you want to be a hero to. And then number two, going over the three main factors to grow your business, setting up your marketing system so you bring in leads every single day, help you develop a sales funnel so you're having like a signature system that you're selling online consistently, and on the back end, helping to determine your virtual infrastructure. So really finding out what your skills are, what is this place that you get results for people, and how can we use technology to leverage that? So it's like a 2-day workshop where we're actually doing the work to make this a reality. And in addition to that, I have literally 20 guest speakers that are million-dollar online coaches who have taken their business, you know, from 6-7 figures. A few people are in the 8-figure realm. But essentially, they all started just like me, from nowhere, from nothing, an eager person who wanted to help people, and they built this business over the span of a few years. So they're going to be sharing exactly what they did, you know, their strategies, their step-by-steps. And the great thing is, like, I love to learn from other people, and it's really learning from experience, right? If I was not a self-made millionaire, I would never teach people how to become millionaires, because that is out of my congruence, right? Once I lost 60 pounds, I did it for myself, and I felt the need to help others. So I'm a big believer in leading by example. When I love bringing on people that have done it, you know, number one, they're speaking from their own experience. Everyone did it from a different way. And number two, it creates perspective. You know, when you're sitting down having lunch with a person who runs a, you know, million-dollar online coaching business, and he's down to earth, and he's super nice, and he's showing you pictures of his kids, you're like, wow, this guy's no different than me, and I want to do it myself. So I'm a big believer in having the right people in the room. And, you know, if you just come to the event, you're not only going to learn, you're going to implement, but also you're going to be around some heavy hitters. And when you're around these type of people, it just changes your perspective, right? It's possible. And from an emotional place, you believe it. When you believe it, you achieve it.
Awesome. AJ, I have a lot of fit pros and coaches that listen to the show. So where would they be able to find out about tickets for the event coming up?
Yeah, super simple. My main website is onlinesupercoach.com. And when you go there, it has everything about the event, all the details, all the information. And also, let's say if you're far, far away and you can't make it to New York, I also have a free course in terms of building your online coaching business. So if you cannot make the event, check out my free course. You literally download it off the site and you just go through a step-by-step process to do a lot of this stuff from afar. Right? If you're in another country, you can't make it to New York in the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely awesome. And the final quickfire question to close the show today, AJ, is what does it mean to be unstoppable to you?
Wow. You know, I'm so glad you used the word unstoppable. And that's one of the reasons why I was like really excited to do this podcast. Every day, I've been keeping a journal for the past 10 years. And the last thing that I write after my last journal entry is unstoppable. Okay. Now that
amazing.
Like,
amazing.
Gets me emotionally fired up. I mean, I guess I've written like 1,000 pages and I've written unstoppable more than 1,000 times. So even saying that word, it just changes my state. But for me, amazing. It's being relentless. It's being in a place where, like, whatever you want in life, you're going to get it. Nothing will stop you. And I truly believe that. Nothing is going to stop you except you. It's the story that you create of why it's not possible. It's the limitation. It's all nonsense. At the end of the day, you could truly achieve anything. I believe in my heart that we all have the ability to do whatever we desire, but you have to have the unstoppable mindset. Nothing is going to stop you from achieving your goals.
Awesome. AJ, well, thank you so much for sharing openly today on the Unstoppable podcast and unleashing your greatness on the show. I really appreciate you having here. My final message to the listeners today is do go and grab a ticket and go and check AJ's work. I've been following his messages and his methods for a long period of time now, and he's got some great work out there. So please do go check him out. AJ, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, Dan, really quickly, I want to acknowledge you because I really appreciate what you're doing with this podcast. You know, whenever I'm asked to go on a show, I like to listen to a few interviews. And I was listening to your podcast. Man, you are awesome of just bringing out the best in others. You're just asking really good questions. You're going with the flow. I mean, I can honestly say this is like one of the best podcasts that I've ever did, and it's because of you. So I appreciate you for doing this, for taking your time and energy to create these episodes, put them out into the world, and just add so much value to the marketplace.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I did. AJ is such an honest, caring, and driven guy. If you're listening to this right now and it's before October the 21st, 2016, then get to AJ's online Supercoach event. As of today, the tickets are still on sale at onlinesupercoach.com/live. It's not an affiliate promotion. I get nothing for recommending this, but make sure you go. One of my previous guests, Kira Palmer, is also speaking at the event alongside a couple of great guys from the UK, such as Dan Meredith and Liam Mark Britton, plus a whole host of other speakers are all coming together over one weekend in New York to help you to build your coaching or training business. Go. That's all we have time almost for today. But before we sign out, I have a couple of quick requests. Number one, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes and share this episode on your favorite social media platforms. And number two, come and join me and the Unstoppable Mastermind, my free Facebook group for the Unstoppable Tribe. Head over to unstoppablepodcast.com/tribe or go directly to the Unstoppable Mastermind on Facebook. I'll see you there. Finally, if you're interested in getting a copy of my top 50 lessons, my first 50 episodes of the Unstoppable podcast, then you can head to danjgregory.com/50 lessons. That's danjgregory.com/50 lessons. That's 50 lessons. That's it over and out for today. Until next time, go out there, unleash your greatness, build your empire, and live your ultimate life. You are unstoppable.